Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Painting Your Path. This is episode 103. And I'm just curious, were you at Sunday's Courageous Leadership Summit? If you missed it, I have good news for you. You can still get access through the VIP pass, and the details for that are in the show notes. And I thought it might be fun to just talk about one of the themes that kept coming up through different presentations that our speakers had. And one of the speakers said it well, repetition is the key to mastery. And I'm just going to dive right in. So creating a compelling vision was a common theme that popped up, and that's for good reason. It's something that maybe you've heard a lot about, but have you really given yourself time and space to identify what that means to you? Or are you letting quote-unquote reality get in your way? So here are some questions that came up during some of the presentations, and maybe you've heard some of these questions before, and if that's the case, fantastic. But I encourage you to answer them again, because let's face it, we're not stagnant people, right? We're constantly evolving. Because if you're not evolving and growing, my friend, you're dying. So the first question is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Like, for real. Can you throw out practicality for a moment? Thinking about everything that's practical first, trying to get all the steps right first, before creating that compelling vision, that is a surefire way to kill your dreams. It's like that wet blanket who kills a brainstorming session with their, I don't like that idea, that's not very practical. Those comments are not meant to be part of the brainstorming session, so shut the fuck up. Right? Have you ever had that, like at work or with friends, where somebody just craps all over your ideas? So there's a time and a place for that. And I'm not saying it's irrelevant, but to start, it is. It's the impossible that gets us going. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What do you see? What do you hear in that vision? What do you feel? And who's with you? And I think this question's even more important, but who would you be if you knew you couldn't fail? I bet you would be courageous. So give that some thought. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? The second thing that I want you to think about is, are you shoulding on yourself? What are the shoulds you're aware of? I'll share some of mine. Maybe for you, it's, I should have things figured out by now. How long is this going to take? Holy shit. I should have a bigger audience by now. I should be farther along than him, her, them, because. these kinds of shoulds ain't helping. They ain't helping me. They ain't helping you. So stop. Yes, it can be that easy. Just stop. Think a new thought. Think a new thought that feels good. So are you shoulding on yourself? And if it doesn't feel good, stop. Stop and redirect. And the last thing I want to share with you is, what's your story? What are your life stories? That's part of the vision too. Storytelling allows you to connect with people you don't even know, because what it does is create a bridge. A bridge between destination and the feelings and emotions that you'll have along the way. So in this creator economy, you matter, your story matters. People want to know about the person behind the product, behind the service. I've been saying this for a long time. And anytime I'm in conversation with someone and I get that nudge to share something that I think that will help, I used to be really picky and selective about what I shared, because I also got feedback that being vulnerable was bad. And, you know, I'm not saying share and spill your whole life story, because that can be scary too, but use your discernment. Is your story going to help the person you're talking to move forward? Can it help you relate to them in a better way? So share your story. Write down a couple of memorable moments in your lifetime and flesh out those stories, because they're super important to share. So I hope this helps. Those are the three things that I wanted to share. And I hope you give yourself some space and grace to answer these questions. And then the next thing to do is to take action. Insight, and remember this, insight without action is worthless. So you can have all the insight in the world, but if you don't do anything about it, that's not good either. So I hope that helps. And the last thing I want to share with you today, in keeping with the Courageous Leadership Momentum, I'm launching a brand new 8-week holistic leadership program. This will not be a stale and pale, boring program. I'm sharing my experience and wisdom working with hundreds of emerging leaders, my lifetime experience as an artist and an advocate for mental health. And I haven't seen anything quite like what I'm putting together. And we'll be focusing on the whole person, not just you and your business, but you and your life. In this post-pandemic world, things are different now, so we get to do things differently too. If you're curious to learn more about the program, head on over to the show notes, and we're going to start at the end of May. So until next time, keep painting your path and keep living courageously.
Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.